Thank you, and we're happy to be sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chicago's got some iconic family names in the business of food, doesn't it? Malnati's is one, and I recently spoke to the director of sales and marketing there, whose name is?
Sally Glunz.
Are you part of the House of Glunz family?
I am. Who do you know?
Well, no one, so Sally hooked me up with her husband's brother.
Jerry Glunz. I'm president of Lewis Glunz Beer Incorporated,
which got its start at the House of Glunz 134 years ago, and how Lewis Glunz got to Chicago is quite a story.
Our great-grandfather immigrated from a town called Paderborn, Germany in 1879.
He stopped along the East Coast to try to make a go of it.
And he was having some hard times.
And one of the men he came from Germany with, a neighbor, had gone on to Chicago.
Oscar Mayer. Mr. Mayer sent my great-grandfather a telegram saying, "You ought to come to Chicago. They had this big fire. This is a boom town."
So he did, and started working at a brewery owned by another iconic Chicago name, Charles Wacker. That was when Chicago's water was polluted, and the Schlitz Brewery in Milwaukee was shipping barges of clean drinking water down the lake, and then it wanted to start shipping the beer that made Milwaukee famous to our town.
That's where Mr. Wacker came to our great-grandfather and said, "Would you be interested in help distribute these people's beer out of Milwaukee?" And that's what started the business.
As the years went by, the Glunz business evolved.
We have a beer company, a wine distribution company, and a chemical company that all started from there.
There's the Glunz Tavern.
My dad's sister, my Aunt Barbara, and her son started the tavern back up. Had not been a tavern since Prohibition.
And right next door on Wells is where it all began, the House of Glunz.
You know, now it's really fine wine and fine liquor, but it's also like a step back in time because that store has not changed. You don't find a lot of buildings like that that are really that snapshot of time. They've got murals on the walls and stuff. It's pretty cool.
You can't help but think that the original Mr. Glunz, great-grandpa, would be pretty happy with what his descendants have done with what he started.
His son got the business, and then his grandson got the business, and now his great-grandkids are running it. So it's very exciting.
From the farm to your belly, today's National French Toast Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.